All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We have opportunities to drive vehicles on a periodic basis. Richard, let's start with you. You are able to drive a new 2024 Honda Ridgeline.
Yeah, so for 2024 Honda Ridgeline, for folks that don't know what this is Honda's truck, right? It's their kind of their mid-sized truck, you'd say, Dad, which works well for what it is, right? It's a really, honestly, I was really impressed with it still driving it, actually. Comes in a few different kind of trim levels. They've got Sport, RTL, Trail Sport, and Black Edition. The one we're actually driving right now is the Trail Sport Edition. All kind of comes with different features and such. It's got, as far as the exterior goes, they haven't really redesigned this vehicle in a number of years. It's since 2017, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
Right.
The Trail Sport trim level that we're driving is new for this year, so for folks always kind of looking for something to differentiate themselves, encourage that. As far as exterior goes, kind of what you would expect from a mid-sized truck. The bed's not the biggest thing out there, but none of them are, and that's okay. It does have a cool tailgate. It's kind of got a dual opening. You can either fold it down, or it actually opens kind of like a swing gate.
You swing it, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It swings out, and what that actually allows you to do is has access. There's a compartment inside of the bed that can be used for storage, or I'll just say it, for tailgating camping. If you want to fill that bad boy with ice, and you know, use it as a cooler essentially, or you potentially, you know, for fish or whatever it might be, you can actually open this thing up, and it's got the functionality to be able to you know, drop in, you know, whatever you need to do. It's got drains on the bottom of it, so you can drain all the stuff out as you need to. It really is great for you know, honestly, a lot of that. As far as the ride and the handling that goes, I will say this, and this is not a bad thing. It does not drive like a truck.
No, it drives like a car.
It drives more like an SUV.
That's
in
right.
That it doesn't have a whole lot of roll. It doesn't have a whole lot of movement, which is nice. It's a crew cab. I can fit two kids in the back. If you're looking to fit some booster seats or some things like that, Dad, you're probably going to struggle. Just throwing it out there. Not that it's a big thing, you know, big deal. Again, especially with this segment, right? It's not meant to, you know, maybe fit a full-size family in there, or, you know, family of four. But I will say this. I was able to get kids with their kind of their mini booster seats, right, the backless boosters for those parents out there, drop them off, you know, to and from school, very easy to do, easy to get in and out of. One thing I like about this, Dad, you can get it in the garage without too much of an issue,
yep.
And it's nice in that it doesn't take up as much room, but you still got that functionality with the back, obviously, you know, with the bed, right, because it still is a truck with that piece of it. As far as the infotainment system, Dad, everything you come to expect from Honda, they haven't made a whole lot of changes there. And once you get used to it, really easy to operate.
I'm going to jump in really quick. I've had two different friends that have owned Ridgelines in the past, one that just owned one up until about 6 months or so ago, Richard. And as a sport utility type truck for under $50,000, by the way, both people that I known that have owned these directly had nothing bad to say at all about owning this truck.
Well, and what I was going to say, and you're 100% correct, Dad, and what I was going to say before that you just reminded me is, as part of, like you say, it's kind of part of that class that you just mentioned in people's thoughts, the Trail Sport, which we're driving, comes with all-terrain tires, a revised suspension, and a protective underbody skid plate. So basically, you want to buy a truck that can go off-road, Dad, for a vast majority of our trails here in Colorado. Basically, from the dealer's lot, you can do that. And then, like you say, the reliability piece of it, and just, I think, the overall nature of it, I think a lot of people, most people, would be pleased with, right? This market's becoming ultra-competitive as far as kind of that mid-sized truck. And I think you could do... Well, I don't know if you could do much better in terms of reliability than the Ridgeline.
Absolutely.
Right? They've really done a nice job at kind of keeping up with this vehicle. They've increased the display size. And believe it or not, Dad, again, for less than $50,000, you've got a truck that I've got tri-zone climate control, Dad, this truck, right? I've got the ability to control the back, which you don't even have in some of the $80,000
right.
trucks out there.
That's
where
right.
You can control the back seat. And so you've got the ability in this truck to do that, right? And it's got a lot of the same, you know, or similar underpinnings as some of the other models in, you know, the Honda lineup. I'm really pleased. And Dad, ultimately, we've always said this, it comes down to what you just said, which is people owning these vehicles, that's kind of the true testament to their reliability and their functionality, right?
Absolutely. And again, I've not had a single person I've known own one yet where that's been a problem.
No, and like you said, you've known several people. I've known several people. If you're in the market for a mid-sized truck, folks, and like we said, This is becoming an ultra-competitive segment. It seems like they kind of come out with new features, redesigns on these vehicles relatively consistently. We encourage you, get out, test drive these vehicles. Again, you may like certain features, you may not like other features, but when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.